You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I'm joined in the studio this morning by Darren Kelly from Clare FM Sport. A busy weekend of sport, Darren.
Pat, it was plenty going on. Our four main teams were all out in action. There was other activities across a wide spectrum, and pretty much a lot happened this weekend.
The big day, Kilkenny, of course, in Cusick Park, left it late. Kilkenny, of course, resurgent in the last three or four minutes and got that goal, but still Clare pulled it off with that one-point win.
Yeah, it was a big victory for Clare, except for the disappointment of the performance against Tipperary.
Yes.
During the week, regards Tony Kelly's red card, they had to step up there, and it was important to respond because losing can become a habit as much as winning is. And to beat Kilkenny, they might be missing their Ballyhale players, but they were playing very, very well, as shown the previous week against Cork. Kilkenny teams are never put away, they got it to the end, but Clare got the goals at crucial times, John Conlon and Podge Collins getting the strikes. But you have to look at the midfield partnership there between Shane Golden and Colm Galvin as well, worked very, very hard throughout the contest too. It'll give them a massive lift. They have a week off now before they head down to Páirceachaoimh, but at least we can call the Tipperary performance a blip.
Yes, I suppose it's also great for the fans that a boost to beat Kilkenny on the home turf and going into the season and into the championship in due course, please God, as well. It's great for the fans to see the Clare team can still do it.
We're probably the one team that Kilkenny don't like playing bad, because Kilkenny haven't beaten the Clare since 2015.
Yes.
In the league, and we always seem to pull out a performance and pull out a result when we have to against Kilkenny. So it's one thing that will stand to Clare if they do meet them. Like, and even the lads Donal and Jerry were saying too, like, this is league at the end of the day. They still haven't had the opportunity, let alone the chance to beat Kilkenny in a championship match yet, so they won't get carried away too. But I think it was very, very important, especially being at home, to bounce back in the Tipperary game.
Okay, let's listen so and hear from joint manager Gerry O'Connor speaking after yesterday's game.
It was a funny sort of a game, like, you know, we played poorly for the first 10 minutes and had a lot of wides. They went, two or three points up. We got a goal. John Conlon got an excellent goal. And we hit a purple patch in the middle of the first half. And we went two or three points up. And then they pegged it back. We were happy enough at half time because we would have had a bit of a breeze coming with us in the second half. But then started the second half, we really started really well, and then they started to come back into the game, and Podge got a goal, which is probably a little bit against the run of play to give us some daylight, and we went 5 or 6 points up. But we probably would be disappointed with the last 15 minutes, you know.
Yeah, so like Gerry O'Connor saying there, be disappointed with say the last few minutes, and it takes something to work on as well, Pat. But Clare with the victory, they're up and running, important victory there now, and they head out to Cork on Saturday week.
And the footballers in action as well, in controversial circumstances, given some concerns over the safety of the pitch, I believe, Darren.
Yeah, well, Colm Collins flagged this beforehand. We wouldn't have noticed it ourselves, but there was frozen parts on the field, and Colm Collins didn't think the game should have gone ahead. And then 25 seconds into it, I was up there myself, Pat, at the match. Dermot Coughlin goes down very, very awkwardly. Looks like he's dislocated his ankle. Play was held up for 12 minutes over this as well. So really, really disappointed, especially for a young player who's been making a great impression with the team as well.
Certainly falling on ice or hard, it's like falling on concrete. Was there any, I suppose, any offering of support or any offering of apology from any GAA people in relation to the state of the pitch, or did you just get on with it?
Well, I think everyone got on with it at the time. Arma did, in fairness to them, officially tweet last night hoping that Durban would be okay, but the game itself, like, was just an eventful contest. We had two red cards, we had dramatic goals at the end of both half for Clare as well. We had a very partisan Arma crowd that even threw a foreign object into the field on top of officials as well. Like, you would not have thought this was the 3rd of February yesterday. Two teams going at each other. Yes, Armagh had lost their home advantage. Clare had lost to Armagh in last year's championship as well. It was a real entertaining contest, but the disappointing thing was for Dermot Coughlin there, the injury at the start, and that'll be what our main concern will be for him, to see how long he'll be out of action for.
Okay, the Lady Footballers in action as well, Darren.
Yeah, it's probably the result of the weekend, Pat, because they were not given a prayer now to call a spade a spade. Kerry were a shock relegation last year. Clare finished 7th out of 8 in the division. This was more about Clare learning where they were, but not just did they learn where they were, they got a result. They probably should have won the game. They were 8 points up at one stage, they scored 4 goals. It's still a fantastic result for James Murray's team. They need to build on it now when they play Wexford next week, but definitely the result of the weekend.
So well done to the Lady Footballers, but the Camogie players not so lucky.
No, it was an opportunity too, but it just seemed to fade out as the contest with Don Sophie O'Callaghan with a second half goal. Limerick are probably a slight bit on form ahead, but clearly disappointed how, I suppose, it went away from them in the second half. They still have to play Dublin in 3 weeks' time. They look for a big performance there going into the championship. But yes, a disappointing second half in the Gaelic grounds.
Okay. Rugby, I hate to have to bring it up because most people got it. But on the day, the better team won. As I said on Twitter during the weekend, they read our book and they slapped us with it.
Well, do you know what, pal? I'll tell you exactly what I thought. I was listening to Joe Schmidt being interviewed after the game. It was a reality check. And I think it was a reality check for everyone because in 2011, we were going to win the World Cup. In 2015, we were going to win the World Cup. We beat New Zealand, we're going to win the World Cup.
Yes.
There's a long way to go to the World Cup. And England gave us a little reality check there. Now, look.
Absolutely.
Also, we started last year Six Nations slow. We got away with the result with Johnny Sexton's drop goal. We can bounce back with a performance against Scotland next week. But I think it's just about time everyone now just calm it down here, one match at a time. And whatever happens in September, October happens, we have a long way to go, that's including trying to get back in this championship.
You're dead right. We said it here in the studio with your predecessor, Derek, and we said, you know, someone asked the question, you know, does it mean now we're going to win the Six Nations, the Grand Slam, the World Cup? No. Beating the All Blacks meant nothing. You know, it is a reality check. They had our number on Saturday. So you just stand there, of course, the concern now over the injury. Manu Tuilagi, a possible sighting for his shoulder charge, maybe on Jacob Stockdale. We're still waiting to find out about that. But look, at onwards and upwards, and hopefully we'll do better out of this. Two decisions down for making this morning. Let's play the jingle first and foremost, in any case.
Clare FM Sports Person of the Month, in association with Cummins Car Centre, your number one Toyota hybrid dealer for County Clare.
Now, we want our player of the week first, Darren, before we move on to the bigger announcement.
Yeah, we're into February now, so we're starting the nominees for the February award, and I think one man yesterday stepped up in Cusick Park and made a point to trying to break into the team. Colm Galvin doing a great partnership with Shane Golden, and Colm Galvin was the MVP by many, scored 3 points in play. Colm Galvin is our player, sports star of the week, and our player of the month nominee.
Very good. And the nominees are, do you have the full list?
Oh, for January.
Your head.
For January.
Yes.
There was various different contenders. With David Tuberty, with Dean Casey, the athlete, with Gary Brennan, with Tony Kelly. But we're going back to the start. What an impression this young man has had in his first month. Scored 6 points from play at the start of the month. Earned him his nominee. He's been putting in the performances yet. He's only 19 years of age, but I reckon we're going to see plenty of him over the year. Dermot Ryan, the Clare hurler, is the January Sports Star of the Month.
Well done, Dermot. Congratulations, Darren. Thank you very much indeed. We'll talk again soon. That's Darren Kelly from the Clare FM Sports Department.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.